edition of the Scenario Podcast. We are back. We are finally back again for everybody. Thank y'all for listening as always. Matt, what's going on, my brother?
Living, man. Hey, when you do that intro, you always make me feel like we missed a week.
I know.
Just, when you say we finally back, I'm like, damn, did we not do one last week?
No. It's like people, they miss us, so I just kind of give them a...
Oh, well, it's nice to be missed at some point in life.
Yeah, so they miss us, so, you know, it's nothing wrong with saying, hey, yo, we back. Thank y'all. What a hell of a week, Infinity War and Game of Thrones.
This is exhausting. Like, I'm just not built for weeks like that. Like,
it's just too much.
I saw Infinity War at 10:30 on Saturday night.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
I had to get up and drive 3 hours and have a meeting, then come back, play a game, and then go straight into Game of Thrones.
Oh, you're exhausted. You still exhausted.
I'm still tired.
That's emotionally draining too.
Yeah, like there was a lot. There was a lot to happen. I think we're well past the spoiler window too.
For Infinity?
Yeah. It'll be Friday.
They got a whole week? You think that's enough?
People are talking about it. Now, there's no way that anybody's avoiding what's happening. Like, people have been good not saying, like, specific things. I feel like, spoiler alert, this is my show. I'll say it if I want to. But
spoiler alert, that is your show. Not the spoiler that you could
just
do.
In general. Just,
spoiler alert.
I'm not going to go on social media where you might not have signed up for it. But
you signed up for this thing.
Yeah, if you listen to this, I could literally say anything. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, I ain't mad.
The first three books, the first three books of the New Testament are roughly the same. Spoiler alert.
The first three books of the... Hey. So, go ahead. You was finna
spoil. Oh, no, I was just saying. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We'll talk about spoiler ethics a little bit later. I think that's not so much about the plot of this or that. I mean, that's fine. There's programs to listen to that about. But I'm just saying, like, there's... I want to talk about spoiler ethics today.
Okay.
Just like in life. Not even just like when it comes to TV and stuff. Like, I just want to talk about spoiler ethics in life.
Okay. Because I'm interested, like, is sports involved in the spoiler?
You can, but sports is hard to have a spoiler thing.
Like, I mean, well, it's kind of hard now. But I'm talking about back in the day, remember where cats would, like, tape a game.
Oh,
like,
well, yeah.
I'm
yeah,
going
yeah,
home
yeah.
to watch the game and be like, man, the Bulls won. You're like, oh.
Like, these West Coast
games,
playoff games, NBA playoff games, I'd go to sleep. I'm not watching until 11:30. Like, as long as the Warriors and the Rockets are playing games that start at 9:30 Central Time, you're not getting me for the second half.
And you're
of
just going to wake up and just see what the score was.
I will record it sometimes and watch it.
Okay.
I'll just fast forward to the second half and just watch it.
Okay.
Like late baseball games, if I want to see them.
Like a Dodgers game or something like
I'll
that.
I just watch it the next day. I'm good.
Do you even jump on to see the score? Or you just kind of keep yourself.
Suspense doesn't really do much for me in that regard. I'm kind of watered. I'm kind of.
You're looking at more, especially in baseball.
I'm looking at it to see what happened.
The mechanics of the game.
Yeah. Like basketball, I'll still watch for entertainment value, you know.
But baseball is a little more like.
Yeah, it's kind of like I just want to see. I want to see how this happened and what worked out and what made this happen because it's a hard sport just to zone into and know the exact moment where.
What the tie changed.
Yeah, it's tough. So, yeah, man, it was a busy week. It was a busy week, though. Like, there was a lot that happened this week, like, on all different angles, both the ridiculous, the profound, the tragic, the epic. It was just like, it was a big week.
It was endgame.
God, I hope not. I mean, I'm about to peace out. I'm going to disappear
no,
like.
No, wait, I hope it was people coming back.
I'm going to disappear like Melisandre.
Man, shout out to her, man. Hey, Melisandre, you was good for your time being. You want me to go and jump into emails?
Or yeah, man. Emails. Let's go.
This first one is from Amerigo. He says, greetings from down under. Love you all show. Quick question. Have you all thought about attacking the different aspects of life when it comes to sports in different regions of the world? How we in Australia look at sporting events is a lot different than you all do, particularly time-wise, placement, things of that nature. But here, we'll do a lot with cricket, soccer, things of that. Have you all thought about kind of diving into the aspect of how sports is in different parts of the world?
Well, I know it means different things, different places, especially cricket. Like, cricket could take, like, days to get done.
Right.
You know? Yeah. It's like, and it's funny he brings that up because Trevor Noah was on Bill Simmons' podcast not too long ago, and he was talking about just that, like how the ethics and, like, the urgency of what sports is in America isn't how it is anywhere else. So it's like, he says that, like, you know, other places, like, they're cool with the tie, you know what I'm saying? And, like, sports move at a different pace and stuff here, where everything in American sports is geared towards creating not just an outcome, but an expedient outcome. Shot clocks, you know, there's no ties, you know, like, they do everything they can, not to have, we do everything we can do, I'm sorry, not to have ties, like, it's fast-paced. The sports that don't move aren't liked as much by people anymore. Like, it's an interesting thing. Where I think that that pacing is it's not as big of a deal to say. Not that it doesn't matter who wins. It's not as big of a deal to hurry up and get to the resolution.
Like, if you look at World Cup, what the World Cup is, what, 6 weeks? Like,
it feels like it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a significant amount of time before you crown a champion.
Well, I'm just talking about the pacing of the game.
Even soccer, how, that's 90 minutes.
Yeah, well, I mean, and think about it. We've got a 3 and 3 hour sport here. People are like, we got to find a way to make baseball faster. Like, for what? Like, if that's what you want, you don't watch
this. Just don't
this.
Go to the baseball.
Yeah,
just
like, baseball game. Just if you want everything to move like basketball, just watch basketball or hockey.
And it's fine. As you want to,
it's cool,
watch
but,
that.
Like, don't come over here messing with us. But, no, man, I think that the world sports scene, it matters. I think that it's a thing where it's – like, you really need to look at that and, like, really have appreciation for a sport that's not a natural sport of America. You shouldn't start watching it here. You should watch it where it's from, you know. You'll fool around and find something that you really dig and, like, really see it another way. Like, don't just let the Olympics be the only time that you peep some sports that just because you don't know where to find it at.
And we are notorious as a society to find sports in only the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, there's a whole different type of Olympic hype. Like, no, ain't nobody watching no curling any other time. Bobsledding,
no.
Figure skating, gymnastics.
If it wasn't for the X Games, cats wouldn't watch snowboarding and skiing either.
Cats not turning on, like, as much as you talk about it right now, cats are not going to be turning on to watch no track and field. Like, if there's a track and field league, it would not be watched like the big four sports are.
Maybe, and barely the world championships.
Exactly. Like, those are essentially the Olympics, just not labeled the Olympics. But we don't watch it.
No.
Because we are in our ways, you know? I mean, when something like boxing can fool around and take a dive, like, it's...
Boxing's definitely taking a dive.
It tells you, you know, where it's at. Things like the DAZN app, though, you know, show me that there's still a lot of taste for that, though. And they're paying people.
Do you have DAZN?
No. But to people that's watching, like, they just have. I might get it for Saturday and see Canelo.
Yeah.
But I just haven't had the time to or a reason to do it yet. But we'll see.
All right, let's go and dive into it, man. Go ahead.
Well, man. First off, we'd be remiss if we didn't, you know, take some time to reflect and appreciate on the real tragedy up front of losing, for me, brother John Singleton. This week, that's a loss, man. That's a big loss to see
not
that happen.
Not just for you, just for fraternity. This is black people in general.
Yeah, just for everybody. Yeah. Like, it's crazy to see that. Like, John Singleton did. Yeah, John Singleton was a member of my fraternity, but he belonged to the world. You know what I'm saying? John Singleton, like, it's crazy how you don't appreciate. And it's just, we're always going to be this way. We're not going to fully appreciate what people vested into the community and into the culture at large until they're gone. And, like, you get reminded of it. But, like, yo, John Singleton straight up provided the framework for how black culture spread to not only to blacks ourselves, but to the masses. Like, he made songs, he made music, I'm sorry, he made movies.
I said music.
He made movies that woke up people in a way that only music had before, you know, and, like, it made things, situations that were happening in real time and things that were happening around the country at that time and brought them to light. So, I gotta know, man. Top 5 John Singleton films.
Off the flip, I'm gonna go. Let me pull up his catalog real quick. But just off the flip, Higher Learning, Poetic Justice, Boys in the Hood, Rosewood, maybe Shaft. But let me make sure and look at his roster real quick, because I may be missing something. I'm going Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, Higher Learning, Rosewood, and Four Brothers.
So you got, so other ones that are in there, you got Baby Boy, you got
I wasn't the biggest Baby Boy fan.
You got Hustle and Flow, you got Black Snake Moan, you got you said Four Brothers. I'm sorry, Too Fast, Too Furious. You got, you know, he did a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. But, like, when you talk about
people that like came up. Yo, and I mean, he's, you know, he's
in Snowfall.
Snowfall. Shit. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Snowfall. You know what I'm saying? He did a documentary on the LA riots. You know what I mean? Like different things like that. Like it was just like crazy the amount of things that he was, you know, really tied into and really was a part of.
Billions.
Yeah. Like he did a lot of stuff. But I mean, like that three movie run from 91 to 95.
Oh.
Like it's up there on the pantheon.
Well, Spike is the only person that rival is a black director. It's got to be Spike.
Well, I'm not worried about categorizing it as black or white.
Yeah, you're talking about
Talking about period.
Yeah.
Like period. It's up there at the three run movie that period of any director I've ever done.
And you got to think John Singleton showed us basically. He's somewhat
four. I'm sorry. I'm discounting Rosewood by saying just
Rosewood
three.
Rosewood too, man.
But I'm just that. I mean, and that's every other year he dropped Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, Higher Learning, and Rosewood. You know, back to back years.
But you got to remember, at first Spike was the only one. It showed people that wasn't just Spike. He was the one that showed us that we had multiple directors that were black that were dope. Because it was like, because at first you got to remember when Spike was jumping off. It's like, oh yeah, Spike got the nomination for, I think, best writing in our best movie for Do the Right Thing. Mm-hmm. But then, so everybody in Hollywood is like, oh, well, we got our one black director because, you know, they only like to have one of us motherfuckers. So then when he dropped Boys in the Hood, it also showed a different aspect of life that Spike himself was not showing. Mm-hmm. That West Coast vibe and the real hood vibe. Like, as much as Do the Right Thing is hood, it ain't that hood of like Boys in the Hood.
No, it's a different type of thing.
Yeah, so it was a different type of message. And it also kicked off the whole hood movie genre.
I mean, just think about that in 1991 that Boys in the Hood and New Jack City hit that same year.
Same year.
Like, it just changed the entire way. Like, I remember that. I was eight, but I just remember that hitting. And that started hitting right around, like, not too long after that, you got Malcolm X. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got Menace to Society. You got just like so many, you know what I'm saying, just incredible movies that hit like in that same time span and all that. And you was having, you know, 1993, which might be the most pivotal year in black just culture, pop culture, just anything like of recent times, at least, you know, after the civil rights movement, like from my era, at least, you know what I'm saying? Like that just changed the game. Menace to Society was 93. I mean, you had all the music that hit in 93. You just had all of this. And John Singleton was right there being like one of the driving voices for that, launching careers, putting those platforms in place. You know, Cuba Gooding Jr. got off the ground because of that. You know, Ice Cube got that opportunity to really get away from just being Ice Cube. Yeah, Nia Long is in there. Morris Chestnut, you know, Janet, you know, mm-hmm. Pac, all these kids. Like, he's grabbing all of these people and putting them in positions to win. You know what I mean? And, like, that's the thing that, like, we talked about it a while back. I don't think I necessarily got to make the point on the show, but, you know, around when Jordan Peele was saying about why he doesn't feel the need to, like, cast white actors in the leads in his movie, like, I feel like it's been, like, that long since we had somebody that was really, like, saying, nah, no matter what in my product, I'm putting the culture first. Like, I mean, Spike has consistently done it. You know what I mean?
Saying somebody new.
Yeah, like another person's come along. Like, it feels like it's been like that long since somebody came and was abrupt about that. But like part of my criticism with, what was it? Them? Us? Us?
Yeah.
Them? Is there a movie called Them?
It's awesome.
Them?
It's
is there a movie called Them? I feel like there had to be at some point.
I mean, at some point.
It's like a horror movie or something like that.
Anyway, part of my criticism with us was is that what I wanted to have coming after Get Out was like another way.
Like, if Jordan Peele just did this exclusively for me, at least, and like I know that he don't owe me nothing. Like, what he does is dope. But like, what I hope he uses that platform for and what he does with it is that he shows real life horror movies happening like in real time.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to like stretch a story and make it
like fanatical, like Michael Myers or something.
Well, like Us to me. Us to me was, we're on different islands when it came to Us. I'm good. I don't ever need to see it again. I was disappointed by the movie. But like, I want for it to be the platform and what he does with that to be a place where you can tell those real black stories. Like, you don't have to dress it up. Just like put a tongue-in-cheek take on it like you did with Get Out. Get Out was based on true story, as far as I was concerned.
That was a true story.
Shit happens, yo. It's happening right now at the Kardashian ranch out in and they got like five brothers hostage out there, and they don't even know it. But you know what I'm saying? But like, no, John Singleton did that though. Like, he didn't, no filter, no nothing to it. He was just like, yo, this is what's happening right now. This is our lives out here right now. So, you know what I'm saying? You might want to deny it. You might not want to pay attention to it. But here it is, like, no matter what. And this is what we're living through. And
we don't have that, man. So that's a – he's an irreplaceable loss, man. And that's a real big – that's a real big hit. And, like, for me personally on the tip, like, you know, when I think about – when I got into my fraternity or whatnot, you know, John Singleton being a member of Kappa Alpha Psi, like a big draw that happened for me wasn't so much like looking at who was in it, who had done things. Like you'll always see people like beat their chest about, oh, this guy's in my fraternity or that guy's in my fraternity. But for me, when I looked at that and based off the things that like my ambitions for myself and like my dreams for myself and creating things and stuff like that, I was like, yo, it's dope as hell to be associated. That dude looked at like his values and what he based on are like aligned with mine, because there's no way that if you really are about your fraternity and stuff like that, that like your values aren't going to be aligned with what the with what it came from. If you don't, you just t-shirt wear. And he definitely wasn't a t-shirt wear, and I'm definitely not a t-shirt wear. So, you know, I feel it's like a kinship when you can look at somebody and you can say, yo, I see where he's coming from, you know. And that's not to say I got any more ownership over him than anybody else. But, you know, it's dope when you can see and feel association on a level like that. And I think the greatest thing about his art was that he made everybody else feel that kinship with each other. And that's really when you have done something.
Yeah, and another sad thing on another level, man, look like we never going to get a good Tupac movie, because he was working on a good Tupac movie on the back end. That was the only person I trusted to direct it. So we never getting that. To
Jordan Peele can make it, maybe.
Yeah, it'd be like a horror film called Las Vegas.
Can't do it yourself, dog.
Yeah, but then I don't want to get my ass kicked by some random people somewhere. Like, that's the motherfucker that made that Tupac movie.
You gotta make it good, then.
Yeah, no, I think I've talked about it before, though. I had a dope idea. Somebody goes back into the old archives. I had a dope idea how to do it, but I'm not gonna repeat it again for somebody can take my idea.
Yeah, because
if you gotta go back in archives to hear me talking about the premise and concept I had for it. But next week, can we go to our 50 Cent update?
No, not yet. Nope. It's not time for that yet. First of all, this is Pop Culture Corner, so this is your part of it right here. Let's go. Yeah. Harvard denied Black China.
Yo.
I feel like that's like the line from Anchorman, when it's like the Human Torch was denied a bank loan. How now, brown cow?
Dude, like... I don't understand this, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, so basically, if anybody doesn't know, Black China basically was putting out there that she got into Harvard and was going to go to Harvard Online. And then Harvard hit back and was like, hell no. Because they don't want that. They don't want that on their Wikipedia page.
No.
Alumni, Black China. I'm sure... that they probably dive through, like, hey, do we have Black China? Look up, first of all, they probably didn't know her real name, so they was like, look up Black China and see if she's on the roster.
She probably filled out her shit, Black China.
That's what they probably thought. She put, you know, her real name. But supposedly there's a company that actually will get you into Harvard and do your paperwork and everything, do all your work to get you a certification from Harvard.
I believe it.
And that's you pay them 15, 20 grand or something, they'll do it for you. Which is amazing in itself.
Man, I know a few people that went to Harvard, which is just an incredible thing to say in life. But
and somebody else paid to just do their online thing.
Oh, no, they did it all. They did it all the right way.
Somebody else would just like Black China try to pay for it.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, that's the order of the day, apparently, is to pay your way in. I'm still upset that the final shoe hasn't dropped on this payola thing.
Oh, it's still coming. Like they going hard on them.
I know, man, but I'm just so ready to. I'm so ready.
We gotta let it cook, man. We gotta let it bake,
this
baby.
Is
we
like, gotta let it bake. This is like the Christmas present under the tree for the adult
and you
version.
And your parents put out there on December 1st.
Yeah,
and then you gotta wait till the 25th.
Like I just like I want it so badly. I can't. Like, I don't know what to do. Like I want to hit them with this.
What would be the best thing if you saw them say if they said you gotta go to jail for a year?
I want her to go to that prison from like life. Where, damn, like she out here doing there? Manual labor.
With the dude on the horse with the shotgun on the chain gang.
Yeah, I want that. I want them to be ankled up together with each other and having to be out there splitting bricks.
I mean, you also got what Kim Kardashian said she's going to law school.
Yeah, the world's moving in some strange places, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Shout out to our homegirl Risha, man, who actually I talked to her this weekend. This week. She performed with, she was one of the people to perform with Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting
Sunday service.
Yeah, yeah, interesting conversation. She was performing at Coachella too.
Yeah.
Interesting conversation. We went back and forth on some different things on about Kanye and things like that. But it was an interesting conversation, man. Not giving too much of the sauce away of our personal conversation, but she said that Kanye did come out and say, like, yo, I was bugging out and shit when I was, you know, like when they first got the choir together. Like, that's the first thing he said to everybody. Like, yo, I was bugging out with all that shit before. I was on some medication. All kind of different stuff was really clouding my judgment. I apologize. And I was like, why don't he do that in public? That was my thing.
It
like,
goes against his brand.
You think that's what it is?
For me, it is.
Oh.
Okay. I've decided that Kanye's brand is pure mania.
Oh, okay.
And he's a part of the fuckery gauntlet. So.
Okay, so it's no... Yeah.
You can't.
Can he come back? Because that was one question she asked.
They just use time travel in this damn movie. So, I mean, can people come out the damn infinity fuckery gauntlet using time travel?
I guess we can.
We'll see. we'll take it easy.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if the redemption story is really there or are we trying
to
make
it. He's going to have to sacrifice somebody else for it then, like the Soul Stone.
The only person he can sacrifice, the only way I've said this, he got to sacrifice Kim. If he leaves, Kim is the only way I think he can get fully ingratiated back into the black community.
I'll agree to
that.
That's
his soul stone.
Like, I'll agree to sign that.
That's how he gets his soul back. He got to let her go.
I'll sign that bar. Yeah.
Somebody need to make that meme of him holding Kim Kardashian over the top with like Thanos.
Oh.
like, I got to get my black soul back and your black soul gym pops
get
up.
Get my black soul back. I got to give this.
I got to give up Kim K.
Oh, man. That's tough. But yeah, so I mean, it's a real vibe, man.
Said she's going to Harvard. Like, why would you like? That's just people just do shit for fucking.
That makes me feel like I can do some crazy shit, like go to like Le Cordon Bleu or something. Like, I'm just gonna
and
go
just,
over
and just and just put the letter like, hey, y'all see me if y'all see me in these streets,
hey,
and
y'all,
then put Le Cordon Bleu.
I make blue aprons at the crib a couple times a week. Let me in, and I know how to barbecue.
Trust me, I got video from my Snapchat video. Watch this.
And like I'm over there like making like ramen noodles from like 1995 and shit. And it's like he's revolutionized the ramen noodle game.
Look, I'm sprinkling chicken in there. Look at it. I'm sprinkling little chicken.
I just cut up some hot dogs and tossed it in there because that's all we had. And I wasn't mature enough to eat a meal that didn't have some type of meat in it yet. Yo, y'all got Lowry's over here? Le Cordon Bleu?
If y'all got Lowry's, I'm on it.
Everything's about to taste the same, but different.
100%. But that's the same thing with her doing that. Like, God bless her, though, man. God bless her.
Oh, your boy's back at it again, too.
Shout out to 50.
No.
Damn, we ain't got to 50 yet?
No.
Who we talking about?
Your guy, 4-5.
Oh, Trump.
So last week, first of all, that's another subject we talked about at length before we get into this cat. Because we're going to talk about what needs to be talked about first.
Yes.
Shout out to Kyler Murray for not only owning the game, flipping it on his head twice, and then still coming out with everything he wanted at the end. He's the only athlete in history to be drafted in the top 10 of the Major League Baseball and NFL draft. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Now, I will say, the baseball pick was a little...
But no, you told me that before.
It was a little early, but it happened.
A push, so you can't.
But it happened, so we running with it. Yeah. We running with it, and it's all good. It happened.
You know, you were like, eh.
It happened. He had the check. He was there. He turned it back. He bet on himself. Now he's number one pick in the NFL draft, and got teams to trade their quarterback that they just drafted last year in order to make room for him. It's the biggest Bogart boss hog move of all time in the NFL.
Then Trump also did not congratulate him, went to the number two pick.
Somehow Donald Trump missed all of this, though, which is, I know that's hard for you to believe, that Donald Trump missed all of this, and instead congratulated number two pick, Nick Bosa, because Nick Bosa has been a supporter of Trump. Online and did so, and Kyler Murray apparently didn't accomplish his thing. I think Trump just knows that Kyler Murray would never come to the White House.
You think that's what it is? He's done. Like he
well, one of my guys, one of my old co-hosts said that TJ Moe told me we was talking about it. Now he wouldn't care about me putting this out there. We were texting. He said Trump just likes people that like himself, that just like him. Period. If you give him props, he's not going to pay attention to anything else. He said he saw this dude giving him props, so he's showing him love because he kiss the ring.
He showed a love. He showed a love back. He showed love the Brooklyn way. He showed love.
Yeah,
back.
He makes cats. He makes cats bend the knee in his mind and like give him the respect and the dignity. So yeah, whatever. I guess that works. But yeah. So you just skip over Kyler Murray. Like it's just so egregious. Like defend it. Like I just want for like this. I put it out there. I said, can you defend this, y'all? Like how? What's your defense for this? Explain this to me. Explain to me what makes sense about this whole thing. Like, how can you do this? Because then again, he comes back later on in the same damn week. And once again, he's handing out damn Happy Meals to people for winning national championships. What the hell? Does he think these people are six? They're college athletes. You not got me excited about eating no damn Happy Meal since like 1987. Back when they had four things on the menu at McDonald's.
But now he's trolling, right?
No, he fucking is sincere with this shit. Here's the thing. He does not troll. I believe he is 100% sincere in all the bewildered bullshit that he says.
I was like, yo, this motherfucker's got to be troll. Like, why? Because
he thinks it's he thinks it's like when you know, like when you do something for your daughter, like, and you're just like, hey, you want to stop and get some food?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? And they be pumped up like, oh, shit, fast food is amazing. Got to stop that cycle, too. But. That's just what he looks.
It's the marketing of it.
That's how he looks at it, though. He's like, "Oh fuck, fast food's amazing. I eat this. Why wouldn't everybody else want to eat it?"
He's McDonald's every day. Right?
Yeah,
some shit, right?
Yeah. And if I did that, I would be out of here in the next 5 years, pieced all the way out. Cholesterol would be like 8,000.
But I wonder if he even knew who was gonna show up, because I wonder if he thought it was University of Virginia, but they had canceled, and he was like, "Oh, Baylor.
Where's that?" What state is that?
Texas. Oh, Texas. Okay. Oh, and it's a Christian school. Conservatives Christian school. Methodist? Oh. Not Methodist. It's conservative Christian school.
There ain't too much conservative going on at Baylor, no matter what type of denomination it is.
Oh, they be wilding at Baylor.
Some wild boys down there. Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I mean, look. They got cases, as they say.
Like, true. Like, <Yeah. laughs> shit that ain't resolved yet.
Shit still on the books.
Right.
We still got to see the judge about some of this.
Right.
McDonald's with the Lady Bears, man.
And then asked one of them if they wanted a job, and they was like, one of you like to work at the White House? And it was like,
I'm good.
Nah.
Our coach made us come. I couldn't go to the WNBA draft yet, so the only reason I'm here is because coach said I wouldn't play next year.
I would have.
Because that coach looks like the coach that would like make you go.
I would fall down
them steps. Kim Mulkey looks like, she would be like, yo, you got to go.
I would fall down them steps like Turbo on Breaking 2.
That real fucked up, like
when Turbo fell down them steps and got up like three times and fell again.
That was the worst stunt move ever.
Like, yeah, like he literally got up, fell. Like, look this up, y'all. Look up Turbo Breaking 2, or just look up Turbo Falls Down Steps. Just Turbo Falls Down Steps. You will find it. It'll make your day. It's worth it. But yeah, I'm not going to the White House. I don't care what it takes, what I got to salvage, what I got to give up. It doesn't matter. There's no price too high for me to not do that.
And that was a serious catalyst of the movie too, when he fell down the steps. And it's in Breaking 2, everybody, just for y'all to get the frame of reference. Like, yeah, it was just bad. And then it was a stuntman, and it flips to a stuntman.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dude that's like 600 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh man, shout out to the Turbo reference.
Turbo lost his curl.
Yep.
It was too much, dog. Dude. Breaking is one of the most ridiculous great time pieces of all time.
It's also a story of white privilege too at the same time.
Yeah, it is, exactly.
That this white girl, literally, you see, I watched it three times in a row now.
It's great, isn't it? It's amazing.
Why does
right?
it not have more views?
I don't think that the new generation knows as much about Turbo as they should. Is Turbo still alive?
Let's find out.
Can we get Turbo on the show?
I know Bubbaloo Shrimp is still alive. Let's see if he's still alive.
Who played Turbo?
Michael Chambers is his name. He's still alive. 51 years old.
Oh, man. He's young, too.
He's 51.
Oh, man. We got to get Turbo on the show. Let's figure out if
we
can.
Wow, he's in talks to do a second sequel to Breaking. They're trying to do another Breaking movie.
Oh, Lord. Turbo fell down them steps, dog. Hit them. Oh my God, dog. Like,
he was the announcer on Funhouse. Damn. Remember the show Funhouse?
Yeah.
He was the announcer.
I never knew that.
Never.
Black History.
These are great moments of Black History.
We have a second Black History Month. We gonna honor 30 people that haven't got they
do it all. Like if they own the marquee of anywhere, ain't in this draft.
Hey, June is second Black History Month. We giving it up. 30. We putting up a new candidate every day. 30 people that deserve some props in Black History that ain't got them. Turbo's gonna probably be like June 7th. Jerome from Purple Rain gonna be in there. Oh, man. Like June 22nd.
Underappreciated, man.
Yeah, like underappreciated
Black History.
Yeah, it's coming. Like Ahmed Johnson.
Oh man, yeah.
Like
Coco
it's coming.
Beware.
Yeah, like all the cats like that. Like Otis Nixon. Yeah.
Tim Raines.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a Hall of Famer. He got
We don't talk about him.
I wrote about him a lot when he went in. But, like, people's curls, like Tim Raines' curl could definitely get in. Tim Raines himself, he's got his props, but Tim Raines' curl. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like Doc Gooden's dope dealer. Like, no, but I mean.
So, second Black History Month. Second Black History Month. It's coming around. That sounds like a fantasy football.
That was the rumor I thought was that he slid head first because he had a crack pipe in his back pocket.
Oh, that sounds like a fantasy football name. Like, that's something you name your team. Next up with the fifth pick, Tim Raines' crack pipe. Like, oh, okay. That's what's up.
Get it, y'all. Do your thing. All right.
I will now give the floor to you.
Yes. Great moments in 50.
Yes.
There he is.
50 Cent is back at it. Last week we reported about him going at a producer for his money. The producer comes back and calls him Fofty. Because so 50 is so petty though, dude.
Oh, he's the pettiest.
Dude, like I said, I wake up in the morning and see what 50's doing. So the dude called him Fofty, as everybody remembers last week. The dude comes and actually pays him his money. So 50 say, "I'm gonna delete everything, we good."
Okay.
So 50's a man of his word. He said, "I'm not going to go in on you, pay your money." He paid him his money, got it out. Then he's still going in on Young Buck.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that, Young Buck. He made a GoFundMe for Young Buck.
That beef has been going on since I was like a sophomore in college.
Wait, no, they got back friends though for a while because he brought the OG unit back together.
Oh, that's right.
And he said that, you know, to get Fofty, he wants a Young Buck wants off Fofty's label. And he made a GoFundMe account to help him get off of G-Unit.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Correct mm-hmm. me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. 50 Cent doesn't inspire me to believe that he's the type of cat that's going to be responsible for long-lasting reunions.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only person that really like imagine 50 Cent Tony Yayo maybe that's been down forever.
Yeah, like imagine 50 Cent was over your class reunion.
Ain't nobody coming if he the one writing to you.
Like, he would just roast cats just for the sake of doing it.
Nobody would show up if there's, like, you know, your class union head usually writes you a letter and it's from them. If he saw, you saw Curtis Jackson at the end of, you'd be like, "Oh, I ain't going to that shit."
Right.
Y'all let Curtis Jackson
like he's,
run the class
he's
union?
He's the type of petty where he would get a pseudonym to put it together. Like, I don't remember him, but he sounded like he know everybody and everybody
just
going.
To get there so he can roast
just them. To get people there so he could roast people. Like, with, like, old pictures and, like, had got access to, like, their report cards and be like, "You was, like, one step away from the special school district looking ass." Like, 50 then just bought the school. Now he got all the records. And he's just out here just roasting cats. Like, 50 thrives on petty. Like, when you put gas into your car, that's what 50 gets. That's what gets 50 out of bed every day, I think. So, can you imagine 50 Cent laying in bed with his phone just, like, when everybody get up and just look at their phone?
He starts it in the mornings, though.
Yeah. He just laying in bed with his phone, starting fucking mass hysteria and taking real life shots at people.
Like and like affecting shit. Like really like moving the culture too and laying in his bed in the morning.
Like if there was a stock market for ratchetry, 50 would be like goddamn Warren Buffett.
He's got to be the pettiest ever in hip hop history.
Oh, I don't.
There's no question, right?
Can't be no doubt. Yeah. Like, it's a runaway.
That race is over,
this
huh?
is like, who's the greatest fighter of all time? Like, Muhammad Ali. All right, who's the...
But some people would try to debate that. That's the,
they would, but they would be wrong. Just like somebody would try to debate...
The 50.
50.
Oh, no, Fofty.
Yeah, I ain't calling him that. You call him that. Come on here and get your ass.
So then he says, "On behalf of David Brown, we started this campaign to free Young Buck from Fofty, a.k.a. 50 Cent. It's $300,000 goal on GoFundMe right now." Then he also says, "Why don't you just come out the closet?"
Oh.
To Young Buck.
Oh.
"You on the yellow line out here in these streets playing with Fofty's money." Yo, man, like, And he still fuck with Tierra Marie like every other day.
Yeah, and she ain't bringing that money either.
She ain't got the 50 grand though either. Like, I really think she don't got it.
I don't know she don't got it. If I don't got it, she ain't got it. Right.
She had one hit single.
Shit. Just one more than me. Don't rule me
out. Look. You just one step away from equalizing.
I'm one step away from being better. If I made one song, it'd be like Return of the Mac. I'd be good forever. Like, I'd be on, like, now 87.
I think, like, now 130 or something.
Yeah, you're right. Like, now, I'd be on, like, now 250. Like, you would know my music forever in life, period. So, yeah, she's only got one more hit single than me. I mean, it's not like we're talking about, like, I'm trying to chase Kareem Abdul-Jabbar down or nothing to break the scoring record.
Yeah, they're on now 102. So you'd be on 200, you saying?
Oh, yeah, I could get there.
Yeah.
I could get there.
But yeah, shout out to 50, a.k.a. Fofty. Moral with 50, he decides to get up under Jill Scott's comments.
Came for it, because you know Jill had that.
Them pictures leaked.
Had that situation.
Yeah, she had the pictures leaked and the giving head on stage with the mic.
That's the thing I'm talking about, more so than them pictures. Because Jill was out there showing what it's worth. And you know that wasn't going to go without the Night's Watch of Ratchetry, King 50 Cent looking into it.
And look, he probably was waiting for opportunity, the perfect opportunity to get in her comments. He probably was like, yeah, okay, that's not a good time. That's not a good time. So what he does is, so he jumps in. Jill Scott says, women want to feel safe, want to feel and be safe, she wrote. Sometimes you can just go where safety, security is. Unfortunately, other times you can focus. You must focus on the center mass until the clip is empty. And then she does a little hashtag. Also, I hate when the chick in the movie gets the chance to stop her assailant once and for all, but only knocks him out and runs. Okay, now, Jill. This is 50. Okay, now, Jill. I think I'm in love with you. You are low-key crazy as a motherfucker, huh? So, now, she responds, more than a little bit in this crazy society, but 50 Cent, nobody has a bigger earned dick than you, Shaka Zulu.
Whoa.
She replied. Now, everybody's like, oh, that's, you know, he took it in jest. But Erykah Badu jumps in now.
Oh, Lord, the red woman.
Yes. She goes, unsafe. So I don't know what that means.
Uh-oh.
You unsafe? I don't know what that means. But I guess 50 didn't like it.
She's saying unsafe.
Oh, he's unsafe. But it's spaced, so I can.
Yeah.
Unsafe.
Yeah.
And then he goes, oh, no, what are you doing here? This must be the danger zone. Your shit's so good, niggas don't even know who they are after they fucking with you. And I can see 50 saying, like, oh, no, like, he waving his hands like, no, I'm out of here.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the no-fly zone now. So shout out to 50, man. Shout out to 50, man. A.K.A. Fofty.
Fofty. A.K.A. Fofty.
A.K.A. Fofty.
I don't like that. It seems like a dangerous thing to call him. I don't want the heat.
A.K.A. Fofty, man.
I don't want the beef, bro. I'm good. All right, man. So if you got $450 laying around,
mm-hmm,
and you got nothing else to do with it this summer,
you
could send yourself to the LeVar Ball Basketball Academy in Qatar. Yes.
Or is it Qatar?
I don't know. I don't.
It's a different pronunciation every other week.
It's not here.
It's Qatar, Qatar.
You can send. You can go to LeVar Ball's Basketball Academy in the Middle East.
they having a World Cup there.
I have questions about this. Why in the hell do we have to go to the Middle East for a basketball academy?
It's where the money is, baby. Then you know them sheiks over there trying to put their sons through a little.
He gonna get it. He gonna definitely get it. He probably came in light, 450. That ain't nothing to them.
Yeah, that's
a quarter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's literally a quarter for them. I can't believe that though. Like, are we seeing the fall of the Ball family?
The Balls have fell.
Okay. Does his son get drafted? The youngest one.
That's coming out this year. He's not coming out this year. He's coming out
because he has to wait another year because he was being senior in high school this year, right?
Yeah. Okay. He'll get drafted. Yeah, he's good. He's a good ball player.
Yeah.
And Lonzo's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
the middle one.
Yeah, the middle one. You a middle child?
No, I'm at the second tier. It's four of us.
Oh, okay, the second tier. Wait, doesn't the middle just expand if you're not the youngest or the oldest?
It's just four.
But isn't it youngest, oldest?
Tier one, tier two. I'm in tier two.
So you got to have odd numbers to have a middle?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. You know, you never hear about like seven people and then there's like an odd, like a middle.
Like the fourth kid is like, yo, I'm in the middle.
Yeah. Like, nah, it was fucking seven of
us. It's when it's three.
Okay. It's like people don't want to count past five to find the middle.
Yeah, it's four. So, you know, it's the second tier.
Okay.
Tier two, the younger tier.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad we sorted that out. But yeah, I'm not giving LaVar Ball for it. If your basketball camp counts as much, cost as much as your shoes that nobody ever got. Cost.
People still ain't got think of
this shoes. Is like the loudest scam artist in the last decade.
Like
he gets scam artists of the decade.
But it's supposedly the other dude that he was in business was the main one scamming. My father.
Both of them are.
You think that he knew all this was going on?
I just think that he's just another cat like that. LaVar talked too much for my taste. I ain't that type of cat.
Yeah.
There's too much chatting going on.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of talking, no doing.
Yeah, I'm good on all that. That ain't how I like to roll.
So it's that special time of the week.
All right.
For this week
in racism. All right, going to it, man.
So I was scanning the TV channels the other day, and you know, every once in a while you just see something and you'd be like, you flip past it, and then you got to go back. Like, what the hell?
Did I see what I thought I saw?
What did I just see? And I went back and I looked, and it popped up on the screen, and it said, Twitter and white supremacy. And I was like, oh, Lord.
this ain't gonna work
this
out.
This is on here. MSNBC, mind you. And then the banner underneath it, Twitter reluctant to ban white nationalism, mentions fearing algorithm would catch GOP politicians. This means that there are GOP politicians who are not only casually and clearly racist, they are scientifically racist. There are mathematical
equations
that would block you from your free speech due to it censoring out racism. But again, it's not happening. It's not racist. It's something else.
Clearly
no,
something else.
Wrong. You are scientifically racist. How'd your racism get created by, like, Dr. Frankenstein? Like, your racism game so strong that science and math is needed to sort it out.
Hey, that's funny, though, that it's science and math.
Like, your
sorted out.
Your racism can show up on, like, an ACT test or something. Like, you got racist questions in there that people got to figure
like,
out.
Ooh.
And it shows your scientific and your math capabilities.
And they said, have you used the word moon cricket before?
Oh.
Like, once, twice, three times, all the time.
Even worse, they got, like, blanks. Like,
oh, you think you just fill in the blank? Like, how many your
you get to
number?
Pick the, do you get to circle the word that's supposed to go in that blank?
It's so, like, name association, I mean, word association.
Yeah. Blank is to white, like jigaboo is to hold up.
And actually, if you answer any of the questions, that's when we know, like, oh, nigger.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh.
Like, if somebody else normally would just be like, oh, I don't feel comfortable, I'm just going to skip that one.
And what's worse, it probably has a write-in option, too, where you can write in your own answer if you don't feel like it's represented on the ones that are up there. But
I can see that, too.
I mean, it's been a debate for a while now that, like, it's like, how do you sort out hate tweeting and hate Facebook messages and, like, hateful things on social media?
Yeah.
And it's like, even if they try to police it at this point, it's so far gone that they can't even bring
it
back
in. You can't reel it in at all.
Racism's running wild, brother. speaking of racism, did you hear that Booker T and Hulk Hogan had a sit-down interview about the Booker T promo?
Oh, no.
What, I got to check it out.
Oh, you haven't heard? You haven't seen it?
I've been saving it for Friday. I like
just to be able to sit there and just relax.
I like my racism in the morning. It makes my teeth a little whiter. Shout out to Paul Mooney.
Shout out to Paul Mooney, man. Damn. That's dope, though. If yeah. That's a lot going on with that. Wow. I forgot of what I was listening to, and they were talking about how the tech people just didn't understand and realize the social ramifications about what they built.
Mm-hmm.
Like they only just like, oh, it's going to be this cool, but not understanding that they needed to step back and look at the social constructs of things along with the technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, that's a good point. They was like, yo, they just want to push it out and like, yo, we just moving towards the future. It'll be okay. And understanding it's fuck people that's going to get on these apps and do certain things.
Well, yeah, because there's no gatekeeping. It's just, you know, free for all. It's just have at it, you know. Say whatever you want to say, whenever you want to say
it. It's a free for all.
Right. And that's not, that's never a good idea.
Yeah.
And it kind of shows you who's creating these things because they don't have to worry about that type of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that just shows like why like diversity and inclusion training is like so damn important. Because if you're not aware of what you're creating and what it can be, you're probably not going to have any senses or any censoring about how you go about doing it. But Twitter, thank you for mathematically and scientifically proving beyond a doubt that your platform is racist. And not only is it racist, it is so out of control racist, you couldn't stop it now to protect people's civil liberties otherwise.
And that's funny, though, the fact that that is ill right now.
Welcome to the world. And also, thank you for tuning in again for
This Week in Racism.
All right. What we got for the topic tonight, man?
All right, man. Let's get to it.
Event.
Let's get to it.
I feel like the underlying theme of the past week has been people being on spoiler watch. It started last Thursday night when Avengers Endgame dropped. And never has paranoia about having a movie being ruined sparked such great movement and such true disdain.
That is so true.
$1.6 billion in 1 week's time.
But that means that people are rushing just because they knew that they didn't want to get it spoiled.
Like, I had to detach from society for 2.5 days because I didn't want to know anything about the movie. Yeah. Which is crazy. But we've become a society now that just has a need to instantly express ourselves. Like, even if you're not talking to anybody in general, you're just going to say something because you want to engage and get the reaction.
And just to be there for it.
Yeah, just to be there for it. So now we're at a point where spoiler watch is at an all-time high. Like we've never been at a point before where we've had to be more concerned about more things being ruined for us because people get it and just
ruin it.
And again, like we talking about with that last thing with Twitter, just throw something out there in the world and it's like, oh, I don't care. I'm about me. I got mine done.
I'm good to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is actually a co-main event evening too, by the way, because we're going to get back to social media in a minute. I wanted to start about this up front because we're going to give a spoiler in a second here too.
Quickly.
But it's going to be the type of spoiler that you need to have. But yeah, so I mean, like, and then you got Game of Thrones came up the next night and everybody always rushes to see that just so that you're not behind in the story. But you want for that to be there. How do we feel about spoiler culture? Like,
what do you mean? Like people just wanting to spoil things for
other
people?
Well, just like the fact that now it's such a big thing to have to see things in a certain time period. Like,
for people won't spoil.
You don't have time to live your life around things that you really care. Like, I've never seen a movie take control of people's lives like this movie did before.
I agree. It's an interesting thing, man, because if you look at how spoilers are kind of set up, that people, I think people just want to I think some of it are people that just want to excited and want to talk about it.
Yes, and that's altruistic. That's a true, and you want to share happy experiences.
But then there's some dickheads.
Yeah, like there's the thing where there's not the etiquette about it, where it's like, I don't care if you talk about the movie, like if you say it was awesome, but like know that you don't need a second sentence. Like the people that were tweeting and Facebooking and being like, man, Avengers Endgame is so awesome. 9 out of 10, gotta see it. Or, oh, I ain't like it that much. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever it is. That's different than being like, oh, it's a 9 out of 10. You know, oh my God, I can't believe Captain America was fighting Captain America and that the Hulk was smart. What was that about? Where'd that come from? What? And Iron Man? Oh my God.
This is crazy.
You like, it's Friday fucking morning.
What are you doing?
Like, It came out. It's like you got out the theater like 8 hours ago and you woke up right away and started talking about a movie that people haven't even had a chance to see yet. And like spoiler culture isn't just limited to the movies though either. Like it happens in like real life. Like when somebody is like taking a picture, like and they drop and say, oh, I'm so happy my friend is pregnant. Be like, we ain't said nothing yet. Like, oh.
Pack it up.
Uh-oh.
Pack it up.
Uh-oh.
Everybody pack it up. We fucked up.
Yeah, like, but people are, like, so ready to talk about things. And I think, I wonder if social media is, like, changed.
Affected the game.
It's, like
that.
Changed the gears of not only consideration, but just, like, how we feel like we have to express ourselves as human beings for people that are on there. It's, like, I get the feeling that we get to a point where if you don't say it or show it on social media, it didn't happen. And right. That is concerning.
Very concerning.
Like, I saw a post on Instagram, one of those Instagram chicks where you're not quite sure about what she does or why she has so many. Well, you know why she has so many followers, but you're not so sure. You're not sure what she does with it.
Yeah.
Was like saying that she hit 1 million followers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she said in a caption, like trying to make like a heartfelt message about it, but it ended up turning into like the most ridiculous shit I've ever read in my life. Where she was like, just a year ago, I was praying that I would get to this point, that I would have this type of success. And people in the mentions was like, success? You got 1 million Instagram followers. And there is nothing in your bio that says what you actually do.
Do. Like, you nothing.
Like, you want to bring us in the loop on why this happened? And one dude was like, yeah, if you ain't had them cheeks, that wouldn't have happened. I was like, damn, bro.
Like, you're killing, like, man, that's the thing, though. Them motherfuckers will come at your ass.
Yeah, like, you put that out there, and people's like, if that's a goal in your life, something's wrong with you. And, like, and then people's just killing her, though. And I was like, damn, I just can't. I don't read the comments on anything.
No.
I don't read the. Sometimes somebody says something, and I just get, like, my radar goes off when I'm like.
Because usually it's some two little comments on Instagram. Like, I'll see those, but I don't dive into the.
And those usually come from some rhythm of somebody that you follow or something, too. But, like, I looked at that, and I said, oh, no, I got to see what people saying about this. And I went down about five of them, and dudes like, that's a goal? What? You cried over wishing that you would have 1 million Instagram followers? It was like, hashtag basic, hashtag lost.
Oh, I was like, oh, damn.
Like, and then it just gets nasty. Like, it's a terrible place to be. Like, I've gotten away from Twitter just because Twitter is like, it's just like a terrible place. Like, the only thing I go to Twitter to do is like, if a game is on or something, like, I'll do that or I'll check news or drop like a link to something, but I can't spend prolonged amounts of time on that website no more.
No. I don't. Yeah, and because the curation is off on that. You can't cure, like, random things can pop in your curation feed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your Instagram and Facebook, to a certain extent, you can at least curate that and be like, I don't want to see that.
Instagram has gotten weird, though, because since they changed, I miss stuff on Instagram now since they changed that algorithm. Like, people will post things, like, people I care about will actually post things, and I won't see it.
And you'll be like, damn, you said that?
Right.
You'd be like, damn.
Which is why I still like Facebook. Like, I went through a long time where I didn't really do much with it, but now I like it because it lets you centralize your message more, you know.
And it's people that fuck with you really get to see it.
Yeah, like, it's a direct source to the people that you care about. And that's why the thing I've used it differently is that Facebook is like a direct source to people I know and I'm related to and stuff, whereas Twitter is just a business site for me. I rarely ever put business stuff up on Facebook. Number one, it's a limited audience. It's usually people that are following me. And, like, know me, a better thing. But, you know, I can hashtag out, but you have to open your account up. But open your account up on Facebook, I ain't doing that. That's like inviting somebody to come sit down at your Thanksgiving table that's got a goddamn MAGA hat on.
Like, just and like, be like, nah, it's all bro. Good, right?
Because you're going to fuck around and say something crazy. And there's a lot of people that know me on here that's going to come and try to find you.
Right. You know, so. I don't want to put you in that situation.
Yeah, I don't want to put anybody involved
I'm trying to
in
help you
situation.
Out.
Yeah, I don't want anybody involved to be in this situation. So you got to be careful, man. You got to tread lightly with that place because it's tough.
It's real cesspooly, as they say.
Cesspooly. Cesspooly.
Yeah, it's a lot going on with that, man. So.
Well, before we get out of here today, we got two more things to hit you real quick. But first of all, we have to do our duty to society. Like, because we're worried about something that's happening out here. We think that maybe Facebook could be getting ready to do its Skynet move. And truly ruin things for people. Got this yesterday, I think it was. Article. Facebook is testing out a secret admirer feature. Facebook announced Tuesday that it's rolling out a new feature allowing users to select secret crushes out of their friends list, hoping to connect already acquainted users of its dating app which might not know who each other are. This sounds like a terrible idea.
Terrible. Terrible.
I don't want anything to do with dating apps. I've never used one. I've never done any of that stuff. That's not my
but
game.
But this seems like Tinder, but just on Facebook.
This seems like Honesty Box meets Tinder,
Mm.
which is perhaps
I never fuck with that honesty box either.
This is like putting together the Chaos Emeralds. It isn't the Infinity Gauntlet. This is like putting the Chaos Emeralds together.
You're right. It's like the Chaos Emeralds.
I want to break that statement that they released back down a little bit more.
Okay, go ahead.
You want to put a bunch of people who know each other together in an opportunity to get gutter together and talk anonymous shit. You know how many people are married on Facebook?
That's what I'm saying.
That could be out there jumping into them DMs and it's sanctioned now by Facebook. Like, Facebook doesn't know when the hell to get out of its own way.
Because then dude be like, well, I mean, if she don't click me back, then it's no harm, no foul. I'm talking about how the players would be.
Facebook had some terrible friends because they should have cut their ass off at the bar like hours ago.
Like, look, just figure out better algorithms, figure out other little cooler things, you know, but not this, something like this.
Like,
stay
this,
out the dating area.
Like,
we got to sound the homeboy alarm on this. We got to sound the two homeboy horns to go off. Don't get into this. Whatever you do, don't hit me with a horn. Hit me with the sound that they need to hear, that they need to know. That's the homeboy alert sound. That's it. When you hear that, you get the hell out of the way. Just know that somebody knows that you're using this feature. It's probably going to pop up in your timeline somehow.
Yeah.
And you're going to be looking crazy. Like when you be doing those little surveys and shit and be having, popping all that stuff up in there. This is going to be like, Daryl just connected with. And you're like, oh, shit, man, this is on your timeline. But you won't see your timeline because your timeline never comes up on the top anymore. Yo, social media is getting ready to light its shoes on fire with this one and burn down other people's houses.
And burn down everything. They're going to burn down everything with this shit, man.
I don't want to underscore this. This is one of the most foremost dangers that we've had reach the black community in decades.
Yeah.
This is right up there with R. Kelly getting out of jail. This is right up there with OJ and AC Collins hitting the highway. Yeah.
I mean, this is up there with...
This is up there when the succubus, Jenna, started stealing the black men out of their cradles.
And they got all of them.
And escorting them off to the hills in L.A.
Like the hills have eyes.
Soon as the Sixers season's over, Ben Simmons is going to be sitting in that damn picture with them. Looking like a...
Oh, no. Not the Ben Simmons joint. He said
Ben Simmons needs to take a trip there and have, like... And like it. So, if you're going to take that trip and Joel Embiid is real, and, like, he's riding in the thing, making sure that you don't get a... That Joel
can get out of there. I mean, that Ben Simmons can get out of there one day.
Shout out to him, though. Do you think that this could be a major issue for people with Facebook with this... I guess it's supposed to be like for dating, like I don't get why Facebook just won't be just a general place. Like, you don't have to be the place for dating per se, is what I mean. Like, you don't have to be that vehicle.
Yeah, like, you don't need to go there, but I think Facebook's goal is to be like Walmart and like just have everything.
Then we don't want you to leave the site, basically.
Yeah, like, just everything is right here. You're going to be getting groceries on that bitch in a second. It's like Amazon and Facebook going to be the only two, and Google going to be the only three websites you got to go to for anything.
And you just be like, whatever you want to do, we got it.
Yep.
Even if you want to sabotage your own life and destroy your house, we can help you do it right here on Facebook. We got you covered.
And that's what this is.
This is a way to destroy yourself. Don't do it, y'all. Stay the hell away from this. Let them hear the horns one more time so they can know when they hear this, you get the hell off that damn website. That's the rally cry. They just know that your boy's right here interceded and tried to help you first and foremost.
And also, man, don't off all my players, man, please don't be on this.
You already need to have your ass about them DMs.
Yeah. Because you're getting caught up in them DMs.
The DMs is burning your house slowly. It might not be a quick fire, but it's definitely a little.
It's one of the ones where your thing getting messed up in the background, and it's like, oh, snap.
You got a little smoke coming off your heels. You better get the hell up out of there. Like somebody lit that match in the front of your shoe, like in an old cartoon.
In the front of the shoe.
Right.
Put that in the little mouth of that worn down ass sneaker and burned your foot up. That's what this thing going to be. It's going to burn up a whole lot more than just your foot, though. You're going to come back to the crib. You're going to have your golf clubs out front. Clothes going to be on them wires.
And then you all messed up.
And then you jammed up. Don't get jammed up. Not in the 2019 season. We're trying to keep you away from that.
Yeah, please, please, just They say just keep it chill. You'll be good.
So one last little piece of
housekeeping before we get up out of here. Yo, coming soon. The disrespect bracket is coming.
We got a lot of people hit us up with that too. We got a lot of responses.
We got a lot of responses, man. We want to keep them coming. We want to keep having stuff coming. Like, hey, yo, we got enough dunks. No more dunks. Enough people have gotten dunked on. We don't need you to send
email
any more dunks.
straightolc@gmail.com Your most disrespectful moments in history.
Yes, hit us on Twitter. Hit us
it
on Facebook.
It could be anything. We got Aretha Franklin in there. So it doesn't have to be sports related either.
Yeah, it's just anything. It can be pop culture.
It can be fiction.
Yeah. It can be anything. Like
it could be historical. Like it could be like the time George Washington.
Don't like come and be like the Dred Scott decision. that's like hella whack. Like, yeah, that was terrible. Yeah. that was more hateful than just purely disrespectful.
That was really we're talking about like the funny disrespect.
Yeah, man. Like, don't come on there like all heavy and like be like, oh, well, damn. Man,
remember when, you know, remember when Denmark Vesey got caught in the slave revolt? Like,
you remember when they cut out Kunta Kinte's foot?
Oh, shit. Like, okay, yeah, it's disrespectful.
Like,
okay.
Holy shit. Like, yeah, man.
You just brought the whole energy this motherfucker down.
I do, but you just walked in here like Buzz Killington.
And brought all the energy down.
Succubus. Don't be a vibe, succubus. Stay off of that. But, yo, send them to us. Hit us with that. Hit us with them scenarios, as always, man. D, tell them what they need to do.
Make sure your email is straightolc@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter, straightolc, or the scenario/straightoutlocast fan page. You can look that up, and you can get us there, and you can hit us up with your thoughts. We have a thread on there going on all those, or all our personal pages as well. So hit us up, man, and we will be coming up with this soon. And thank y'all for listening, as always, and have a good one.
Yo, 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 yo.